1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The Supreme Court today struck down the federal student debt relief program, ruling the Education Department did not have the authority to waive $430 billion in debt. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilger's lead attorney on the case brought by several states celebrated the decision.
There is a right way and a wrong way under our system of government, and the ends don't justify the means. The right way is to go through Congress. The president understood that. He has said that. He tried to go through Congress. They were not successful. That doesn't justify going around Congress.
In another case, the Supreme Court ruled businesses can refuse services to some customers based on free speech. The case involved a Christian website designer who did not want to create marriage websites for same-sex couples. President Biden responding to the decisions this afternoon before leaving for Camp David. Those 100-plus temperatures still plaguing Texas and parts of the South. Now California getting the same hot temperatures for much of the long July 4th weekend. This is ABC News. No end in sight to the Canadian wildfires, which have burned a record 20 million acres so far this year. At least 20 U.S. states are under air quality alerts as smoke from the fires drifts south. A movie franchise ends.
I've seen things.
Indiana Jones is off on his final adventure. The latest and last film in the franchise is finally in theaters this weekend, with 80-year-old star Harrison Ford saying Indiana is old, and it shows.
And I think that's fantastic to have an older person in an action movie, to see him try to be the same person that he used to be, but he's not.
Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny also stars Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and it's the only Indiana Jones film not directed by Steven Spielberg. It's in theaters now. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Prince Harry today claimed $406,000 in damages for 33 newspaper articles published by Mirror Group Newspapers for allegedly violating his privacy. No ruling yet in the case. Rena Roy, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. If you're heading out on the roadways this weekend, you're going to have plenty of company. AAA says they expect record-breaking numbers of travelers on Wisconsin roadways as people head to their 4th of July celebrations. To avoid delays, it's important to make sure that your things are in order before heading out, such as checking your battery and your tires. 50 million people are expected nationally to be on the roadways this holiday weekend. In addition, in an effort to keep intoxicated drivers off of roadways, AAA is offering free transportation. You can call 855-2-TOW-2-GO to get a free ride. This goes from tonight through Wednesday morning. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people to be safe this holiday weekend if you're out on the trails on an ATV or UTV by making sure you're using the right equipment, such as a helmet and a seatbelt. The DNR says that so far this year, there have been 13 fatal crashes involving an ATV or UTV. Last year, 21 people died in ATV or UTV crashes. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Welcome to the Main Street Cafe. You are in Bloomer, a few miles north of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. A small town, 3,000 people. But there are big things happening at the cafe.
Every year, on the average of about 150,000
pies. 150,000
pies
and more than 65 varieties made, sold, and enjoyed here. But can you guess which is the most popular pie choice in Wisconsin? Apple, cherry, or pumpkin? The answer coming up.
Most of it's made by hand. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products.
Real dairy products, including free ice cream on your pie and free refills of milk. It's something cafe owner Donnie Stoick likes to brag about.
So our horn like too. We do that every day, not just during June.
As we wrap up our celebration of June Dairy Month, did you guess? Cherry pie is the Wisconsin favorite, according to Instacart. Now we want to know yours and who makes it. Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice.
.gov/radon.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. Matt and Patrick here. Coming up a little bit later on, an exceptional actor with the Guthrie, Tyler Michaels King, is going to join us. He plays Hector McQueen on Murder on the Orient Express. He'll talk to us about that. You've got to go see that. The staging of that play is insane. It is so well done. We'll be talking with Tyler coming up here in the 4 o'clock hour. But, Patrick, just to be honest, it's not too often I have my choice of jackknife tipped over swine trucks to talk about as far as stories go. But shockingly enough, today I've got two that fall within that qualification.
One is a literal one and one is a figurative one.
So last night, I am at my daughter's graduation. We were over at US Bank Building, where barely anyone survived. If you hadn't heard from the Republicans, we had to run for our lives. No, it was actually a delightful night. I'm still not going to pay. I don't care if the Vikings aren't playing in there. I'm not going to pay $9 for freaking cheese curds. I don't know what your idea is. And by the way, maybe have one more than one person there. If you're going to have a few thousand people in the at U.S. Bank Stadium working the concession stands, that might be a good idea. I have no idea who the heck Bree Baxter is. Okay, but Bree, for Minnetonka, Bree, hi, how you doing? Good to chat with you. If you are wondering who that person was that when they announced your name during graduation, screamed, "Yeah!" That was me. Now, I have no idea who you are, Bree Baxter, but that was the exact moment I got the buzz that Donald Trump had been indicted on. What is it? Is it 37 counts or is it 38?
I've seen some conflicting reports on that, but 37 was the initial.
It's a drunken baker's dozen right there. Okay, I have to start. I'll tell you what. Should I actually go with the pigs first? The actual pigs? Why not? Because the lanes are open. It's breaking news. Matt's back to his old traffic duties. Eastbound lanes of 694 in Little Canada reopened. And that's it. All right, I'm not going to do any more traffic on that, okay? But they've reopened right before noon today. An hour-long shutdown after a semi-trailer overturned and hogs it was carrying got loose. Well, they're now part of the metro area. And as I said, I think it's their highway now. I don't see how we can really. I think that's case study law. I don't know if we really can take it back.
I think this gives a new meaning to the term left lane hog.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There are so many you can go with. there were like six on Bacon alone I came up with almost instantaneously. State troopers who initially arrived at the scene attempted to corral several loose pigs, and cameras showed running through the traffic on 694 in the West Junction and 35E. Immediately after the mishap around 7:35 a.m., so that would be kind of over, yeah, as you're getting up to that turnoff for White Bear Lake and everything. Oh, that must have been delightful. Skid loaders and wreckers were brought in to upright the truck, clean up the mess that tangled morning rush hour traffic and led to a back of more than a mile, said MnDOT. Authorities also rounded up the pigs, including some which were injured. Aw, poor piggy. I was just watching, you watch the original Earthquake, 1974, Charlton Heston, I'll shoot the earthquake. You ever seen that one?
I don't think I have.
There is a scene with a cattle truck, and it does not end well. As my daughter said, they're not going to kill all the cows in the cattle truck, and yes, they do. Well, it's toy cows, but still, it's an earthquake. That's unfortunate. Motorists were detoured south on 35E while the lanes were closed. They reopened much sooner than 1 p.m. opening. MnDOT, the truck driver, was not hurt, said Gordon Shank,
God, you can't make this story up. The officer who responded was named Shank. Okay. Get Sergeant Porky over here. Captain Bacon on the phone, sir. All right, thank you. I'm sorry. The guy they quoted was Shank. Okay. Lieutenant, you're delicious. I'm sorry. Sorry, Lieutenant. You're just doing your job. I have no doubt you did not want to have to deal with pigs this morning. But it's yeah. Needless to say, don't drive pigs and be reckless. I don't know what the safety, the more you learn sort of thing, rainbow star thing we do. I don't know what we're saying with this, but do they have all the pigs or do we now have, what is that, Little Canada? That's Little Canada.
Yeah, Little Canada, Vadnais Heights, around that area.
Little Canada is now, do they have their own wild pig hordes? Wow. Sorry. Okay, Little Canada, that sounded worse than when I said it. I was like, oh, yeah, that probably doesn't go over well. Nothing against the fine folks of Little Canada, but still, watch out. They get mean when they go feral, man. They get mean. We're going to have a showdown between the turkeys of Northeast and the pigs. This is going to be like, you know, an animal version of the Jets and the Sharks sort of thing going on here.
West Side Story.
Yeah, that's what we're going to have going on there. I'll put money still on the turkeys. Those guys are tough, man. You don't want to mess with them. 952-946-6205. Now that's the actual story of the overturned truck with the pigs on it. Let's go to the metaphorical story of the overturned truck with the pigs on it. Federal prosecutors unsealed the indictment laying out the government's case against former President Donald J. Pig. Trump. Detailing their allegations that he mishandled classified documents after leaving office and obstructed the government's efforts to reclaim them. Now, you've got to see this to believe it. They've released photos of the storage situation they had at Mar-a-Lago. And as once again, these people have kind of tried to argue that this is one of those things where, you know, so you're Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago is a sensitive area. Okay, first of all, I'll just describe the pictures the best I can. Go find them. And by the way, a quick side note before I get down to this. I'm going to get to Tom Emmer and Pete Stauber and every other Republican who's desperately trying to come on about what about Joe Biden, huh? Well, sure, you got this, but what about Joe Biden? I think it sure is a coincidence that this is being filed. Joe Biden, dudes, ladies, gentlemen of the Republican Party, you need to go see this and read this before you start opening your mouth. Because for lack of a better way to say it, this is just Trump trying to get caught, for lack of a better way to say it. There is no excuse. There is no whataboutism. Someone asked me, he's like, well, do you think Joe Biden has done something like this? No, I don't think Joe Biden had a bathroom full of boxes of classified documents with a chandelier, by the way. What the hell? What 1980s nighttime soap opera are you trying to mimic, dude? It is, you need to look at this. Now, Nixon, I want to go through three Republicans who had scandals. And all of them were bad. I mean, let's just be honest with it. But I want to point out the metamorphosis of this. Let's go back to Harding. Now, Harding, until Trump, pound for pound, might have been the most corrupt president we ever had. His entire administration was the biggest grift of all time. I mean, they it's the only time in our country's history that a former cabinet member was actually charged and, I believe, convicted of a crime. Had to be extradited from Europe as he fled to Europe. They were the Teapot Dome scandal, the military vet scandal. There were so many scandals within his administration. And he himself exposed it because he died. He died, and it's alleged that he died while he was with one of his mistresses. But, you know, Christian values, that sort of thing. What you have there is a Republican administration who hid from the Republican Party what they were doing. And once it got exposed, the Republican Party themselves went after him pretty hard. And, well, not him because he had passed away, but his administration. And it was ugly. And there was actually a lot of laws that were passed to stop people from doing what these guys had done and profiting the money. I mean, they were going out and they were in charge of building veterans homes after World War I on the West Coast. They'd go on out, scout at a site, then go buy it for peanuts and then sell it back to the United States. You know, go buy, you know, basically what was useless land for, you know, pennies on the acre. And then charging a premium price for downtown New York back to the United States government. It was that kind of shakedown. It was, and they did it all over the place. I mean, it really was disgusting, but it was something that was kept really within the administration. Nixon was different because there were a lot of people who weren't in the White House that knew what was going on. And if you don't remember the case, the Watergate break-in happens, find out that these guys are getting paid somehow money from the Republican, the committee to elect Nixon, money was getting to them, which led to a lot of questions, which led to the White House itself, because there were people that were within the campaign to reelect Nixon and working in the White House at the same time or had just formally left. Needless to say, it was intertwined. And it was a case where there were a lot of Republicans that were aware of it. But what happened eventually was when it came to light, when it was undeniable, when they had the definitive proof that Nixon himself was guilty and had him on tape, that's when, because the gig was up, Republicans went to him and said, we don't have the votes to keep you in office. You better leave on your own, basically. They gave him the opportunity to resign, which he did. And I want to remind people, there are a lot of Republicans that feel as if that was wrong, that even if they knew he'd done something wrong, they should not have made him resign. And that they were betrayed by Republicans themselves. So they have now created, now we're getting to our third administration with Republican corruption, and that is the Trump administration. And what they created was this rule that basically the man could murder a Girl Scout live on television in the middle of Fifth Avenue, and they would do nothing about it. It was something he bragged about. He bragged, I can do this. And all the Republicans said, yeah, you sure could. I'm not going to put any kind of stop to you on doing that. So murder away. He admitted he could do this. Many Republicans say they could, that he could. What he seems to have done, and this is the demented inner machinations of this delusional man-child, the most narcissistic human being that's ever, ever been in government, is he basically said, well, I'm going to make you have to defend me shooting the Girl Scout in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Because when you look at what he has done, it's not even really a question. For God's sakes, he has admitted to most of the crimes himself, proudly. So he's admitted to many of them. We have undeniable evidence of them. We have photos of classified documents, boxes and boxes and boxes of classified documents just thrown anywhere at Mar-a-Lago. The first one, I'm going to describe this to you. First one, this is in the ballroom, which, you know, it's tacky to say the least. I mean, it's one thing if it's 18th century France. It's another thing if it's Florida. It's the stage on this ballroom. And on the stage is two deep, you know, 40 boxes of confiscated documents in a room that apparently was used. Was used with the boxes in there. So they had dances, gatherings, get-togethers, and all the classified documents are right there. And by the way, we're not even getting into the real stuff here either. There's another picture of him. This is about the neatest storage of documents. This looks like some sort of, you know, storeroom, and they're stacked against the wall. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 high. Is that 7 high? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, 7 high. To the back, but still, what's with all these documents? The third picture is just, this is apparently in a storeroom that many people at Mar-a-Lago had access to. This was not a locked room. This was a storeroom there. And one of the boxes is just a box tipped over with classified documents all just strewn across the floor in this storeroom that people had access to. But then the coup de grace is the bathroom pic. Because this is a picture of, first of all, the tackiest freaking bathroom I've ever seen. It's Vegas on shrooms. It's what in the hell? I mean, you've got this grandiose framed mirror and this black countertop sink. You've got, you know, what looks like a Menards toilet. But the light fixtures, he's got one light fixture that looks like it, you know, it was a nipple piercing for a British royal. The ceiling chandelier is just tacky. This is in the bathroom. The bathroom. You got the chandelier. But what the other thing I've noticed about this is that as he's done this, there still is just like a Target toilet trash can there. And then the shower curtain looks like it just, you know, came from a Walmart or something like that. So it's just total Trump. I put a chandelier in the bathroom because it's so glamorous. But everything else there, if you just look around for a second, everything else there is like, you know, dollar store trash. In this bathroom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stacks of boxes. Right around the toilet, by the way. Apparently, the shower is also full, but we can't see in the shower because the shower curtain's pulled. There are 6 stacks of boxes right around the toilet in this bathroom. I we're out of toilet paper. I guess I'll use this nuclear capability of Australia briefing. You know, I don't. What are you doing? Seriously, Stauber, Emmer, Fischbach, the Beeve down in the first district. You know, whatever your name is. God, what is that? Finstead. That's right. The Beeve. God, that's going to stick. The Beeve down in District 1. Before you rush out to say, he littles it. Biden, why are you not going after Biden? Realize you've been done in by him. He has gotten so brazen. He's admitted to most of this. He's not even trying to hide it. I mean, he's Tobias in Arrested Development trying to play Mrs. Doubtfire and clearly still being Tobias. No one is fooled by this. And yet you're sitting there saying, that's Mrs. Doubtfire. So before you go on out there, might I make the suggestion that if you can't just sit there and say, dear Lord, this is an embarrassment, this man needs to be held accountable, then just shut up. Because there is no what about that's going to counterpoint this. Take a break. Come on back. I'll break down the charges when we do return. New York Times has been having fun with this as well. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
John, I heard you're turning 65 this year. Time to start comparing your Medicare insurance options.
Oh, I am so overwhelmed with all the different Medicare companies and plan designs. I don't even know where to begin.
Really? I worked with CompareYourMedicare.com, and they made my Medicare decisions seem easy.
Huh, really? Well, what do they do?
CompareYourMedicare.com represents several of the top Medicare insurance companies in Minnesota. A local licensed agent will help you compare Medicare plans to determine which products best meet your needs and budget.
Wow, that sounds a lot easier than going to a bunch of different Medicare seminars on my own.
Way easier. Just go to CompareYourMedicare.com and request a free, no-obligation review. You can even schedule a virtual consultation from the comfort of your own home.
Hi, this is Jared with CompareYourMedicare.com. We pride ourselves in serving our community's Medicare needs. Whether you're planning to retire early or work past age 65, we can guide you through how and when to apply for Medicare. Go to CompareYourMedicare.com to schedule a consultation.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 94, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
If you've made the decision to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved by diverting what can be reused and recycled from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota can do it for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, there are funds available to make the environmentally right thing to do comparable to demolition. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. So let's read. This is from the New York Times. Federal prosecutors unsealed the indictment laying out the government's case against former President Donald Trump on Friday, detailing their allegations that he mishandled classified documents after leaving office and obstructed the government's efforts to reclaim them. One second here. Jack Smith, the special counsel who is bringing in the case, said in a brief remarks on Friday that the rule of law is a bedrock principle of the United States. We have one set of laws in this country and they apply to everyone, he said. The investigation was being conducted with utmost integrity, he said, and he promised to seek a speedy trial. He did not take any questions. The indictment gives the clearest picture yet of the files that Mr. Trump took with him when he left the White House. It said that he illegally kept hold of documents concerning United States nuclear programs, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. Now, I want to stop right there because he's basically giving up the ghost here. He took documents that basically refer to the United States nuclear program, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. So it wasn't like he just shoveled a bunch of papers into a box and then basically just took them and didn't realize what they were. Oh, here's that one bill I was looking for 4 years ago, and here's little Billy's artwork. No. He specifically went and got things that referred to the United States' nuclear capabilities, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. Of course he was going to sell this to the Russians or whoever would pay him the money. Come on. Why else would he have this stuff? Why would you, as a souvenir, bring back for your house potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack? Of course he was going to try to give this to a foreign country for the highest price. And we should remind ourselves, there's a crap load of empty damn folders there where the information that was in them is gone. And Johnny Security here basically had these things just anywhere. I guarantee you, the Chinese, the Russians, any other country was in Mar-a-Lago and was out searching those boxes. It is a disgrace to think
This is a guy who said, what could I sell? He's the loser who walks into a hotel room and says, I'm taking the ashtray. An ashtray? You don't smoke. Still, I bet I could get a buck for it. He stole things that were specific to the security of the United States. Because clearly, come on, enough's enough. He was looking to basically make a few bucks from one of our enemies. Traitor. The indictment names one of his personal aides, Waltin Nauta, N-A-U-T-A, Nauta, as a conspirator who assisted in the obstruction investigation of the former president, retention of sensitive defense documents, and his residence and resort in Florida. Prosecutors presented evidence that Mr. Trump shared a highly sensitive plan of attack against Iran to visitors at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, in July of 2021, and was recorded on tape describing the material as highly confidential and secret while admitting it had not been declassified. So once again, I want to make sure we talk about this little nugget as well. And by the way, Pete Stauber and Tom Emmer running out to defend this guy. This is not Mar-a-Lago. There has always been this speculation that he might actually have more documents that he has not released to the public. And this was in Bedminster. This was in New Jersey. And he's just showing it. It's a plan of attack of Iran. Wow. He knew it was highly confidential. He said it was highly confidential. He said it was secret. He admitted those things. He also admitted it had not been declassified. So when he goes, he waved his magic hands over the boxes and they were all declassified. He himself admitted they weren't declassified. I'll tell you what, I'll take a break. I got more to get to on this, that's for sure. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
July is the annual store-wide sale at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Come see our diverse selection of wood, gas, or electric fireplace products for indoor and outdoor living. And right now, Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces can assure you the best price of the season on every product in the store. Let Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces help you choose and experience the joy of sitting by a fire.
Summer is a great time to install your fireplace. You can find your perfect fireplace and have it installed and ready before the cold weather hits again. If you already have a wood fireplace, consider a fireplace insert. Come and see the entire selection at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces on East Franklin and Riverside in Minneapolis. They will create a fireplace that works for you. Efficient, clean burning, and environmentally smart.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
Introducing a new day of the week. Someday. Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll really want this. A My Social Security account at socialsecurity.gov. You can estimate your future benefits and manage current benefits online. Millions of people have a My Social Security account. Get yours today, because someday is here at socialsecurity.gov.
Coming up here on the 4 o'clock hour, Tyler Michaels King is going to join us from Murder on the Orient Express. It's currently over at the Guthrie. They're there until July 2nd. I highly, highly recommend go seeing it. And if you have a kid who loves theater, take them to go see it, because it's rare you see a staging this good, even in Broadway. The staging of this play is as good as you see in Broadway or London. It is that good. You've got to see it to believe it. Murder on the Orient Express over at the Guthrie Theater, playing until July 2nd. Go get tickets. And Tyler Michaels King is going to join us here at the top of the hour. I got to talk to him as well. He was in The Tempest. He was phenomenal in The Tempest, too. So it's going to be fun chatting with him. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Hey, let's go back to the indictment of the former president of the United States, shall we? Uh-oh, there goes another truckload of pigs tipping over. Wow. In another incident in September of 2021, he shared a top secret military map with a staffer in his political action committee who didn't have security clearance. The filing includes many pictures of what appeared. By the way, can I just say, I can already see what the eventual defense is. He's a simpleton. You know, I don't know why you guys, he didn't grow up in politics. He just, look at him. He's half drooling as it is. How can you hold him accountable? Same exact people who, when a 13-year-old black child is involved in a crime, charge him as an adult. They know what they did. With a 70-plus-year-old ex-president, you know, he's just, you know, you can't really get mad at him, you know. The filing includes many pictures of what appear to be banker's boxes, some containing highly sensitive material, which were haphazardly moved by Mr. Nauta and other aides at Mr. Trump's behest. Some of the boxes appear to be sagging, which would mean maybe they got wet. And, well, the bathroom, for goodness sakes. I don't want to even know. I don't even want to know the plunger bill for Mar-a-Lago. I don't want to know what the plunger bill. Was that Mr. Trump? Clogged again, you said? All right, we'll be right over. Well, here's your problem. It looks like someone tried to flush down this, military map of Hungary. And also, you need more fiber. Sorry. I don't know what I came up with more jokes with faster. The pig truck actually tipping over, or this pig truck tipping over. It's one of the two. The filing includes many pictures, which appears to be this, sagging boxes possibly. What, December 7th, 2021, Mr. Nauta found that one of the boxes had toppled and spilled its contents all over the floor. The files that splayed on the carpet, which can be seen by anyone. Now, once again, it'd fallen over, and people had been using this room. File on the carpet included designations secret, RELTUS, FVEY, which means that they were meant to be seen by officials of the U.S., U.K., New Zealand, Australia with high-level security clearances, or the part-time cooking staff at Mar-a-Lago. Mr. Trump is expected to appear in federal court in Miami over Tuesday afternoon with Judge Aileen M. Cannon. This is the hack that he put on the court. They're already saying that the DOJ is going to request that she be replaced. She recuses herself. She's scheduled to preside over the initial hearing, according to people familiar with the matter. It was not clear whether Judge Cannon, who was criticized by a higher court for handing Mr. Trump a series of unusual favorable rulings during the early stages of the investigation, would remain assigned for the entirety of the case. The indictment handed up by the grand jury of Miami is the first time a former president has faced federal charges. It puts the nation in an extraordinary position, given Mr. Trump's status not only as the one-time commander-in-chief, but as the current front-runner for the 2024 presidential nomination to face Biden, whose administration was now seeking to convict his potential rival of multiple felonies.
Mr. Trump continued to rail against the indictment on Friday, calling it the greatest mayhem of all time. He wrote in a social post. The indictment reaches back to the end of Mr. Trump's term in January 2021, when the documents, many of which were said to be in the White House residence, were packed in boxes along with clothes, guest photographs, other material, and shipped to the General Services Administration to his private club and residence in Florida, Mar-a-Lago. Two lawyers, James Trustee, and okay, let me, Patrick, really quick for you. Okay, what's the better name association? Shank with the pig, actual pig turning over, or Trustee with Trump? Which one do you find more comedic value with?
Trustee with Trump is, that's a really good oxymoron.
Nicely done. Two lawyers, James Trustee and John Rowley, left Mr. Trump's legal team, will no longer represent him in the document case. It will be represented by Todd Blanche, Esquire. God, what doesn't that just, that's a name that just screams of Alabama billboard guy. A firm to be named later. What is this, a trade for a shortstop? The Twins get Carlos Correa, and in turn, we send $80,000 and a player to be named later. That's what we have. It's a firm to be named later. Call Nathan Thurm. Mr. Trump wrote on social media, a recording of him meeting with Mr. Trump in July 61, 6 months after leaving the White House, is expected to be a key piece of evidence against him. During the meeting, he described a document in front of him as classified and highly confidential, according to a person briefed in the matter. Now, once again, I will say the New York Times has been covering this as well and talking about a lot of different things that have been going up with this. One of the most problematic pieces of evidence for Trump, the indictment recounts how, according to his lawyers, Trump made a plucking motion. Plucking motion that implied, well, okay, I'm going to do the joke. All right, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to do the joke, but, you know, I'm not happy with myself. I am inside my own mind. I'm being critical of myself, okay? Trump's lawyer said Trump made a plucking motion. Well, we've heard the stories from Stormy Daniels, so never mind. Sorry. That crossed a line. A plucking good line. Anyway, sorry. It's Christmas. It's freaking Christmas. Why don't you take them with you to your hotel room? Why don't you take them with you to your hotel room and then kiss them? No, he didn't say kiss them. He said hotel room, and if there's anything really bad in there, like, you know, pluck it out. Was he talking about the confidential materials, or was this what he said to Stormy Daniels? And this is the front runner for the Republican Party. It's a live action version of Arrested Development. That's what we've got right now. I'm sorry. I know there are decent human beings that are listening to the show. I have no idea why, but you are there. You don't deserve this. I'm just a horrible human being. I'll take it, but I'm going to still laugh my butt off, man. The picture in the toilet is just, that's going to be my Christmas card this year. Oh, God, if you have someone who's moving and you want to send them a card, use that picture. That's the one you want to go with. It's going to enrage, this is Maggie Haberman from the Times, it's going to enrage Trump when he sees how much of his own staff and advisors cooperated with this this investigation. The indictment reveals previously unreported text messages between two Trump aides who were trying to find a place to store the boxes at Mar-a-Lago. And as a matter of fact, here, Trump employee two, we can definitely make it work if we move these papers into the lake room. And this is a question, apparently. We can definitely make it work if we move these papers into the lake room, ? Trump employee one, there is still a little room in the shower where his other stuff is. It is only his papers he cares about. There's some other stuff in there that are not papers. Could that go into storage, or does he want everything in there on property? Wow. Prosecutors revealed that Trump had caused his lawyers to falsely certify a statement for the Justice Department last June. Lying, he got his lawyers making a false statement.
Wow.
His legal team had conducted a diligent search in Mar-a-Lago and found only a few files have been returned to the government. Prosecutors say that Christina Bob, his lawyer, signed the statement even though she had no role in the review of the boxes. Shortly after Bob did the false certification, officials from the FBI and Justice Department met in Mar-a-Lago with Trump and Bob, along with another lawyer. Trump declared to investigators it was this: he was an open book. He has never touched a book in his life. And no, menus don't count. It's like a book, but there's food in there. I have the ketchup. Maggie Haberman again. Every aspect of the indictment shows a historic element of Trump's personality, his showing off, his beliefs that everything is his thrusting his advisors into untenable positions, his admiration for people who evade scrutiny. This is what I'm saying is you literally, because Republicans made the decision after Nixon that they would not ever try to hold someone accountable, someone came in there and took advantage of you. And look at you pathetic clown cars now, rushing to his defense. It's indefensible. What's going on here? Trump is already attempting to turn his supporters' ire on Jack Smith, the special counsel, in Truth Social post. Trump attacked Smith's record on this case and called for his deranged psycho that shouldn't be involved in any case having to do with justice. Smith is noting that the country's laws protecting national defense information are critical for U.S. security and the rule of law is bedrock principle in the United States. Yeah, you don't. These are not things you share. These are not things you take. I have a security clearance. When I was in the military, I had a security clearance. I don't think I have it anymore. But when I was in the military, because of the nature of my job, I had a security clearance. And trust me, they were very clear. None of this stuff should have ever gotten out. I mean, and I'll give you an idea is I had a security clearance and I had to go through a lot to get the security clearance. And the stuff that they're talking about here is so far above my pay grade. I don't even understand. I can't even comprehend the background checks that people that actually can view this stuff must have to go through to make sure that they are trustworthy enough to see this. It is astounding. And so for him to have it just stacked around in a bathroom. This is from Ben Portes. Smith says, we have one set of laws and they apply to everyone and very much look forward to presenting our case. There's obviously the question of whether or not why they moved it to Florida. I'm not sure there why they did that. Trump allies on the far right of the House Republican Conference has veered into making bellicose threats and sound like calls to arms. Representative Andy Biggs, Republican of Arizona, tweeted, we have now reached a war phase, eye for an eye. Representative Clay Higgins, Republican from Louisiana, and I want to talk about Clay Higgins here for a second, appeared to summon supporters to Mr. Trump's arraignment on Tuesday. Buckle up. 1/50K, know your bridges, rock steady, calm, that is all, he wrote on Twitter, in apparent reference to military maps. Not only that, but he referred to the POTUS as Trump as the real POTUS right now. So this guy, Clay Higgins, Republican of Louisiana, he's actually calling for people to start, trying to take over the country. They're actually calling for a civil war. And one thing I can say about Biggs and I can say about Higgins, you're a bunch of cowards. Seriously. You're cowards. You are cowards. Because what are you doing, really? You're sitting in the safety and security of your Washington, D.C. office. You're sitting in your Arizona or your Louisiana office. You want other people to go fight your little war for you. Because you want to have some level of culpability. Well, just because I told people that they should go out and start a civil war, where did you get the idea that I was telling people to go start a civil war? That's what you're trying to do. And it's easy for you to go find these dim bulb idiot followers of you guys and Trump that basically are, yeah! But you know what? You're going to get people freaking killed. And no, let me explain something. You clowns might try to start a civil war. Me and the rest of this country will end it real freaking quick. You'll get to the and find out part of that equation really quick because you don't have a freaking chance. You like to think that there are masses of people that are on your side. The reality is the 10th Mountain Division will make mincemeat out of you guys. And you'll sit there and say, well, I don't know where anybody got the idea to attack the United States. Yet it came from you guys. You're a bunch of cowards. Whiny little biatches. That's what you are. And someone tell Biggs and tell Higgins that I said it. I have no problem with that. Because as a veteran of the United States of America, you don't get to just pick and choose when all of a sudden you're a proud American. Trust me, I was embarrassed and frustrated and disappointed when Donald Trump was elected president. But at no point was I'm going to take my stuff and go to Canada. No, not going to do that. Still love this country. You guys, basically, all of a sudden, one bill gets passed you don't like. It's time to get armed. Start storming the buildings. Take over the bridges. Because it's all you've got. And you idiots are going to get a lot of people killed. You think you have the numbers. You do not have the numbers. And you're going to all of a sudden take over a bunch of bridges in Miami. And when the police come, what are you going to do? Open fire on the police? Maybe kill 7 or 8 of them? And then all of a sudden, it'll be just like the Capitol Police, where all of a sudden all the same people who say, I support the police, all of a sudden, well, not those police officers. They got in the way of my agenda. You're cowards. Biggs, Higgins, you're cowards. That's all you are. And you're going to get people killed. So if you don't like this country, get the F out. I'm saying that as a veteran of the U.S. Army. You don't like it here? Leave. But you want to start this? Fine. We'll finish it. And you're not going to like it when we get done. Just ask the South. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Now is the perfect time to prepare for summer reading, and Next Chapter Booksellers can help. Not sure what to get? The friendly staff at Next Chapter Booksellers are great at making recommendations to find books that fit your taste. Next Chapter Booksellers also hosts many book readings and meet and greets with authors, and they sell a wide variety of puzzles and games too. So stop by the store off Snelling and Grand in St. Paul or place an order online at nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Hi, this is Paul Metza. Honored to tell you I've been broadcasting my Wall of Power Radio Hour show on AM 950 for over 9 years. We have had musicians that have played with Bob Dylan and Prince, local musicians, authors, comedians, CIA agents. My motto is cool people from all walks of life in all 50 states. It airs every Saturday night at 6 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, this is Angela Warner for Warner Selling Appliance. Do you have a dishwasher that doesn't really clean your dishes so you have to, or a refrigerator that kind of keeps your milk cold and you've just been waiting for the right time to buy? Well, Warner Stellion has the lowest prices of the season with exclusive savings, including free dishwasher installation on brands like Bosch, and up to 10% off and a bonus for each additional appliance you buy for up to $1,000. See what I mean at warnerstellion.com.
Prosecutors charged Trump with 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act. 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act. Unbelievable. And as I said earlier, I wanted to try to get to this here before I get to the break here. GOP Representatives Tom Emmer and Pete Stauber on Friday accused President Joe Biden of weaponizing the U.S. Department of Justice against President Donald Trump by indicting him through grand jury though they provided no evidence of the allegations. Now, once again, I want to make sure we say that they're accusing him of weaponizing the Justice Department, who went through a grand jury. It wasn't like they themselves got an arrest warrant. They went through a grand jury. The grand jury said, yep, he's guilty. And so they want to ignore that. They want to ignore the fact that they didn't do this in Washington. He specifically didn't do this in Washington, D.C. He did this in Miami near Mar-a-Lago, and he still came up with these indictments. Emmer, who's the House Majority Whip and third-ranking House Republican, told Minnesota Conservative Talk Radio that Trump's indictment stinks too high. Stinks to high heaven. Isn't it funny? It just stinks. Well, what evidence do you have? Well, I don't have any evidence. I'm just saying it stinks because I just don't want to acknowledge the fact that I'm endorsing this. We got to get back to agreeing to disagree and not using the government against our political adversaries. What if he actually committed the crime? Because I got photos of him committing a crime. Okay, I mean, there are photos of him committing a crime. What you're really saying is, well, I don't know why you're trying to hold someone who's clearly guilty of a crime of the crime. Now, let's get back to these hearings on Joe Biden, even though we don't have any freaking evidence to support our claims. I mean, this is Emmer, and like I said, in his case, the whole thing of irony is dead. We are not using the government against our political adversaries, as his house is currently running sham investigations into Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. Late Thursday, a Florida grand jury, not Biden, charged Trump on 7 counts. Federal prosecutors Friday afternoon unsealed the documents against Trump. And once again, it's the evidence against him is undeniable. It's unbelievable. Stauber, who's also appeared on far-right talk radio, implied federal prosecutors sought the indictment to distract public attention from Republican allegations. Biden was the recipient of bribes as vice president. Wait a second here. You need to talk to Tom Emmer, Pete, because you're sitting there and saying, we're weaponizing the government and we're doing a good job. He's saying, where did anyone start weaponizing the government? It's not a coincidence, in my opinion, said Stauber, referring to the incident. It's a bunch of malarkey. As a former law enforcement officer, I believe our justice system, however, just reeks of politics, said Stauber. Once again, through a grand jury. No evidence to back up their claims. These two clowns don't have the guts to come on my show. Tom Emmer, Pete Stauber, I want you to come on my show and say this. I don't want you to just go to some guy who's going to protect you on right-wing talk and only ask you, it's like, this is really a crime against Trump, isn't it? Yes, it is. Come on my show. Come on my show and make these statements. I'll show you some pictures and have you explain to me how that's good classified document storage. Oh, that's right. Both of you are cowards. Both of you are cowards. You're too afraid of me. You are. You are. You are. You're terrified of coming on this show. You are. Monday. Come on, Monday. Come on the show Monday. I'll make time for you. Come on, Monday. Both of you. Come on. Come on the show. I want to go back to what was the documents here. Because this is everything, really. They included information on the military and nuclear capabilities of foreign countries, White House intelligence briefings, and country support of terrorist attacks against the United States and militaries as well. It should also be noted that in these things were the United States nuclear program, potential vulnerabilities of the United States and its allies to military attack, and plans for possible retaliation in response to a foreign attack. Those documents, those souvenirs, for some reason, were in all those documents sitting around Mar-a-Lago. And Tom Emmer and Pete Stauber are defending that was okay, that there is nothing to this, this is just political. No, this could be the crime of the century. Hour two of the show, that's coming up next.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces is having their annual sale. For the entire month of July, all of their indoor and outdoor fireplace products and accessories are at the lowest price of the year.
Did you know that now there's also a 30% federal tax credit when you install an efficient wood heating stove or fireplace?
At Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we can explain and show you the many options. We have the Twin Cities' widest selection of wood-burning stoves and fireplaces.
I love my wood stove. We enjoy the sense of well-being we get by cutting and splitting wood to warm our home. Wood is our choice, but you may have other choices at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Whether transforming an existing fireplace or adding something new, a clean-burning wood, gas, or electric fire can have you sitting pretty and cozy by the fire.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces at Riverside and East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis or at woodlandstoves.com. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, since 1977, out of the ordinary products and services to make fire work for you.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy.